You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Every year, thousands of students across the country apply for Disabled Students Allowance to aid with their studies. A new system for DSA has been simplified, but there are still challenges in applying and funding. Here to discuss it more is Jessica White from Birmingham City University School of Education. Jessica, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Can you get us up to speed with DSA and some of the current challenges?
Yes, absolutely. So DSA, Disabled Students Allowance, it's a government grant that helps aid disabled students and students with learning impediment in regards to covering additional costs related to studying. So things like assistive technology, non-medical support as well. So things like a BSL interpreter or a note taker. DSA is associated with the funding to cover things like that. And it covers that additional support that the students might need in able to complete their studies. Also in relation to external providers as well. The process is covered by an application and an assessment process. It's not means tested, so it's based on individual needs, also not repaid. So the funding is paid either directly to you or the university in relation to your support, in addition to the student finance, and it's reviewed in relation to changes in circumstances. The aim of DSA is to ensure disabled students have that equal access to higher education. It gives you financial assistance and access to support services. And recently there have been changes in policy and practice in relation to the assessment process. It's now moving online, which has an abundance of benefits and challenges. And the main process, the main aim of that is to increase the accessibility of the application process for prospective students who have disabilities and learning impairment.
So it seems like a positive change then, making the whole thing more accessible for people. But that isn't always the case with all these changes. There are, of course, some teething issues. What are some of the new challenges that have been thrown up by this?
Certainly. It's out there for positive impacts to make the process more accessible, but there are some challenges, as you said. In particular, you know, some students might find that the financial allowances are insufficient to cover the full cost associated with their study and access to study. And there might also be a lack of flexibility in these allowances to accommodate for changes in need or changes in circumstances. Things like debilitating disabilities, gradual sight loss, things like that. And although these changes are put into place to increase the accessibility and inclusivity of the application process, there may still be instances and barriers in relation to the application process. As I said, it has transitioned to online now, while previously it was a face-to-face process. There might be factors that impact this, such as digital poverty. And also it's worth considering that the DSA might not necessarily take factors into account, such as mental health, and the challenges associated with it might impact additional factors such as, you know, mental health and independence, in addition to learning outcomes and graduate job opportunities. So yeah, it's got the pros and cons, I think.
So you're obviously at the Birmingham City University. What do you do to make sure that students have got as easy and accessible a time at the university while studying?
Yeah, so Birmingham City University has a disability support team that provide support, advice, information, practical support in relation to making their educational experiences and experiences of higher education more accessible and inclusive. Things like a pre-entry disability advisor and supports students and gives information in regards to what support's available to them. And there's general adaptations made to the physical campus, things like accessible parking and student accommodation. In regards to the courses and the assessment format, BCU offer exam arrangements, things like extra time to complete assignments, reasonable adjustments like that. And just to reiterate the point, really, that, you know, those small reasonable adjustments that practitioners can make in any form of education, whether it's university, primary, secondary ed, they might seem small to the educator, but can have real significant impacts on the individual who might have a disability or learning impediment. So although the university has guidelines and policies in relation to disability, as an educator myself working in the School of Education, and there are things that I like to do in my sessions, things like providing my handouts in advance of the session, uploading my PowerPoints online in advance of the session, so students can see what's to come and they can follow along as the session goes on, providing multi-sensory ways of teaching rather than just me at the front of the classroom delivering the information. I like to segment the information in smaller, more manageable chunks to give learners time to process the information, and also lots of fun, interactive, engaging activities as well to sustain that balance.
Now, there's recently been a Commons Committee on this very subject. What were the main takeaways from that? And looking forward, what are we hoping can be improved about the system overall?
Yes, so the main takeaways from that were that there are positives associated with the change, such as a more simplified application process, with the aims of course, improving the financial support and also the non-medical support as well in regards to improving university learning outcomes and graduate outcomes, reducing the stress and anxiety associated with the application process, the aims of making university easier to access necessary technology and support that are needed, in turn, you know, enhancing the educational experience and, you know, ultimately improving the university experience for all students, irrespective of differences such as disabilities, to have better outcomes, better grad job opportunities. So it's an important dialogue to be having, certainly, and these changes do have positive aims.
They certainly do. Well, Jessica White from Birmingham City University's School of Education, thank you so much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Well, thank you.